Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news. A mixed postbag today.
Brian Oldman of Haysborough asks whether politicians have their priorities right. I read in Friday's evening news that local head teachers are joining colleagues in London to lobby about the crisis in education funding. Then I turned the page and read there is an £840 million transport pot that Norwich is shortlisted to get a share of. It could mean such advances as cleaner vehicles, smart ticketing and real-time information, whatever that might be. I think we've got our priorities completely wrong. If that £840 million could be diverted to our children's education, then I would be happy to ride on a mucky bus with a dumb ticket and continue to rely on the grumpy driver information service.
The wonderful world of advertising is the subject of the letter from Brian Fox from Wotton. Is it just me, or does anyone else think that some of these commercials are treating us as fools? The latest is that one aimed at young mothers whose kids develop an urge for chicken nuggets, and the hapless mother is in a quandary if the chicken is made of bits of chicken from who knows where. Really, I thought that everyone realised that things like chicken nuggets are made by bits of birds that were not fit to be sold as whole chickens, but the actual meat was still all right. Perhaps the company who come up with this idea thought that mothers are so thick that they believe they grew microwave chickens to make the nuggets. They might also be silly enough to think the same happens with fish fingers, believing that they grow cod the size of a goldfish as well. Really, one of the first things they ever taught me in retail was never treat your customers as fools. It will always come back to bite you. Everybody should realise that anything sold with fowl, meat or fish in it is normally using whatever is not suitable to be sold as a complete item, normally because of damage before selling to the factory.
Did you know that people who come from Sheringham are called Shannocks? And here's a letter from a Shannock. Charles Thurtle of Sheringham writes of how plastic plant pots drive him potty. He says, there was a thought-provoking report on BBC's Gardener's World recently trying to deal with the problem of waste disposal of black plastic plant pots and trays. Half a billion are produced every year, enough to cover the Chelsea Flower Show site 149 times over. Why black? We were told that this dense colour keeps light from the plant roots, thus promoting maximum healthy growth. But ironically, if the pots are conveyed on the recycling belt, the light detector is unable to detect the black carbon pigment, so ultimately they end up in landfill for decades before decomposing. It's common knowledge that we stockpile these pesky pots in our sheds and greenhouses, averaging 39 of them per household. Our greenhouse recently revealed in excess of 50 of them. Only a handful of garden centres are willing to take them off our hands due to their own removal and disposal costs. The Secretary of State for DEFRA, Michael Gove, was interviewed and delivered 2 minutes of political waffle with no apparent solution to the problem. However, a new type of carbon pigment-free recyclable pot, buff in colour, is being manufactured, which programme presenter Monty Don is testing to see how successful various plant root systems fare compared with the black version. The results are expected next spring. The programme's co-presenter, Arit Anderson, vented her frustration at being unable to offer a satisfactory solution to the black pot and tray disposal problem, which tends to be driving us potty.